We're back inside the film room at TCO Studios here in Winter Park. Pete Bursich is here to drop some knowledge. This time we're going to focus on the offensive line. The Vikings drafted Pat Elflein, a guard center out of Ohio State University. Don't know what he's going to be here. We're going to take a look at him doing some good things in both positions.
Yeah, well, we can get a feel for the movement. You can kind of get a feel for what they've asked him to do. From the little tape that I've seen, I would project him to be more of a center than a guard. I think he is, in terms of technique, he is a longer way to go in the NFL, I think, to play guard than center. But we'll see. I think he's the kind of guy that you put him at center, you let him run the thing, and you have a guy there for the next 10 years.
And he might have to play both with the injuries that we've had.
Necessity can always change things. But I do think Elflein brings more of a center to this team than a guard.
You know, we broke down Riley Reiff and Mike Remmer said that they were really good on the run, on the move, as offensive linemen. I think you're going to show us some of that here with Elflein. He starts on the first play at center.
Right, and I go back to my time here with Jeff Christie and how they did things. And when you look in an offense, or you look in an end zone or a film like this, and the offense comes up, and how are they going to block what? Because they always want to get angles. So you know right here the tackles, he can block out on that end. He's got the angle there. But when you have these two bodies responsible for these two defenders, how do you do it? How do you go about doing it? Do you double team and then move up to this guy? Well, depending on where this linebacker aligns, it's going to determine how these two block.
So you got
to
be smart.
What we're able to do is Elflein has to come to the line of scrimmage, tell the guard, we're going to do this. Yeah. In this case, the guard will block down and he'll pull and he'll create that angle. Because that way, they're not blocking this linebacker as he's running downhill. They're letting the linebacker kind of really run himself out of the play. And it's smart. And it worked well for us years ago. And in football, it still works. So you see, you've got the guard coming heavy down on the defensive lineman, controlling him. Elflein now, instead of having to double team and get up to the second level, he's already pushing this guy past the play. Mm-hmm. So, boom. Nice move, be able to get outside. And that's what we want to see. We want to see the man blocking. You want to see him get out, get on somebody, identify him. But what I like on all the film that we'll see is he's not just going out there and giving an initial hit and letting it go. He gets contact with the linebacker, but then he finishes. Feet keep moving all the way to the end till the whistle blows. So now we'll see him at guard.
Yeah.
So my point earlier is just as a guard, and you have to watch your technique and you watch film, you can kind of see by how he's tilted that he's given away a little bit of a pull read, but those things you can learn.
Yes.
You're going to get better. This is college film, right? This is college. He's going to get a lot better coaching. He's going to get a lot better. But again, we're seeing him plant and turn. He doesn't step under himself too much. His footwork's not bad. You like to see him gain some ground with that step and not lose ground.
Okay.
Right? So a little bit more of the footwork, but he turns and runs and he gets outside. He's able to make it all the way out and then looks outside for any immediate threat. Nothing. Goes back inside to see if there's another guy he can get. And then, boom, able to deliver that blow.
Finishes
under. Now, he's taller than that linebacker, but he ends up underneath him. So in space, moving, not a natural position for a lineman, able to get his pads under a linebacker and dump him.
And he's gotten in front of, that's Ezekiel Elliott, by the way. He's gotten out in front of Ezekiel Elliott to throw a block for him.
Exactly.
Impressive.
So he starts behind him. Ezekiel Elliott buys him a little bit of time. Right here, this linebacker can't even see the running back. Boom, able to hit him, knock him on the ground, and then he continues to come down the field. So even at guard, there's a lot of good things. Yeah, you got some technique and some other things that we have to work on. And again, the same kind of position. You see him kind of tilted, his feet are level, that's kind of a pull alert. Steps under himself a little bit, but the quickness. He's there, he's able to get outside. The defensive end's trying to spill it in this case. Boom, walls him off, keeps on him. And bounces the running back free. So what we're seeing is him doing what? Getting outside. Not a lot of this mashing on a double team and working up to the second level. We're seeing an athletic kid able to get outside. They're able to read the scheme and block and call different things. So the mental load that he's carrying because of the man blocking scheme is more than a normal college player would.
But operating out in space like this, too, for a big guy...
Oh, it's
not
very
easy
difficult.
To do.
You'll notice when he turns, how high he can get his knees up and how much ground he can cover, and then the quickness. He's in space. You have a corner. He's one-on-one with the corner. He's able to get a hand on him.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, that's saying something, to get a hand on a little guy in space and then be able to dump him on the ground. But look, still going up to that next level. Gets his first blocker. He's looking to make a play on the second one. Doesn't have to. that's the effort that you're looking for. And if a guy has effort like that, you know he's going to continue to get better.
In your scouting reports, you would write, he looks for work, right?
Yeah.
He's a guy who's looking for work.
Finisher, looks for work. All those things that you can say. So far, what we've seen on Elflein is getting the angles. But in this case, he needs to reach this defensive lineman in front of him. And in the NFL, this is very, very difficult to do. He doesn't have the angle. He's not going to get much help. This is just his ability as a center now. As a center, he's the first guy to move. Mm-hmm. You'd expect that defensively, the nose tackle would be the first guy to move. So he's going also to a snapping hand. So he's moving to his right, which is a disadvantage. So he's able, in this case, to snap the football and then get across the face of the Penn State defensive lineman. But watch right here. See how he swings? That's the part that the scouts and the coaches really like. He's able to hit him and then swing his hips and then get the strength in there. Able to get across the body and torque the defensive lineman and build that wall so the running back can get outside. So of all the plays that we've seen a lot of getting on the edge, his ability to move in space. But this gives me the confidence that as a center, he's going to have the ability to do this in the NFL and get across guys' faces and be able to play and dominate and do some of the more difficult things. This is a very impressive play for a center to make at any level.
Awesome. Well, we hope that Pat Elflein can win a lot of battles because we think he's going to be asked to do that. And when he's asked, hopefully he comes out on top. We thank Pete Bursich for breaking it down. Make sure you stay tuned to Vikings.com for more X's and O's analysis from Pete Bursich.